This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. After most normal town council members rebuked council member Stan Nord for leveling unfounded ethics allegations against city manager Pam Reese, Reese says she wants to move on. Nord had alleged irregularities in procurement, zoning, and determining who from the community would be included in a citizen summit back in 2019. The first two issues are a matter of law, and Reese did not have anything to do with the specific instances Nord mentioned. The summit was a council decision, not a staff choice. Council members labeled Nord's statements slanderous, false, and sexist during a special meeting on the topic held in public to balance Nord's public accusations. Reese says she's satisfied with the expression of council's support for her professionalism and ethics.
It was a good discussion. I'm glad it was a public conversation with my bosses, which are the elected officials, and we're moving forward. I'm very proud to work for the Normal Town Council. I think we have many good things going on, and I appreciate council's conversation and their willingness to have that public discussion. So in my opinion, the conversation happened. I appreciate council's support, and I'm in a good place. We're moving forward.
What is the effect on an organization when the conduct of its members, its professional staff, is called into question? What does that do to rank and file staff?
Well, I think in any organization, you know, any accusations of ethical impropriety or integrity issues is very difficult, and it's stressful for all. And so I think a public conversation in addressing those issues head on is very important for the culture, for the environment. And as an organization, we have identified our values and integrity, productivity, dedication, empathy. Those are identified as our values. And our employees, I think, understand that. That's part of our annual performance tool, performance review. So for council to have that conversation in public, I think affirms the importance of our values in this organization.
Mr. Nord alleged that there were no ethics statements codified by the town. You've just said that they are codified in performance reviews. How else are ethical standards and professional conduct lived out?
We do identify our values in terms of council's strategic planning document, in terms of our performance evaluation tool, in terms of how we hold employees accountable for their expectations and their performance. Organizationally, it really comes down to the values that the city council identifies for the organization. And those values define our culture.
You indicated at the special meeting that you would not take future instances of impugning your professional conduct that turn out to be baseless lightly. What do you mean by that? How will you push back against future such incidents?
Well, basically doing the same thing that happened, asking council to publicly share with citizens whether or not there is an ethical issue to address. To put something out in a public meeting and not have it addressed, I think is unfortunate for anyone, not just me. You know, if we want to make accusations of anyone's ethical or standards or integrity, I just think we always should be cautious. And so I have asked council, and I'm sure you've heard it at past council meetings, when references to my professional code of ethics has been raised, I have asked council to go into executive session if there's a legitimate concern. Alternatively, if not, I certainly would hope and expect that the record be set straight so that there is no confusion.
Is what Mr. Nord has done defamation?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question, Charlie. That sounds like more of a legal definition, and I can't respond to that. I don't know.
You wouldn't know whether it's what he's done is actionable then?
I wouldn't. The Normal Town Council, as you know, but the Normal Town Council has one employee, and it's the city manager. And so that conversation the other night, while public, was a discussion between employee and employer. And like I said, I'm pleased that the discussion happened. I appreciate council having that conversation. It's never an easy conversation to have. And like I said, I feel like it's done and we're moving forward. So
that's Normal City Manager Pam Reese. Thanks for choosing Sound Ideas on WGLT, made possible in part by Bloomington Normal Audiology. I'm Charlie Schlenker. This is Bloomington Normal's Public Media.